Good morning and welcome back to the Abolition Movement podcast. It's Michael Abdo. And again, I don't know how formal this is supposed to be. I don't know if it's going to get more formal, if it's just going to stay bro to bro talk. I don't know. I'm flexible and I want to be attentive to whatever the direction the Lord wants to lead. But I do want to share. Man, there's so much backstory. There's so much just daily thoughts that I have. There will be new things that I'm thinking about. but I'm gonna prioritize just the day-to-day things, what God's doing, what I'm learning, so that when there's lulls or when things are, you know, not crazy or anything like that, then I can do more of what God's teaching me, what I'm learning through what I read and talk with people, and backstory type stuff. So trust me, it's coming. There will be a lot more that's coming, but I wanted to share real shortly, real briefly about yesterday, how yesterday went. It was really interesting. After I recorded the podcast, got everything up, did some work, just real minimalistic stuff, you know, the bare minimum. I actually have, for those of you who don't know, I do digital marketing, and I have a business where my business partner, Tim, and I do coaching and help people experience freedom and integrity and fulfill their potential when it comes to influencing and helping people take action and make decisions. You can tell we're still working on the branding and the positioning of everything. But with all of that, after I did some business stuff, it was really interesting. It was in the back of my mind, and I was like, I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. I don't want to look anything I'm supposed to, or not supposed to. I don't want to lust. I don't want to give in. And that was a constant thought I had yesterday. And what was interesting is that thought, that desire actually led me to spending the majority of the afternoon laying on my bed watching YouTube videos. It's really, really interesting because if I would have woken up at the beginning of the day and had the conviction that I had that, like, I'm committed to doing everything that it takes today to defeat lust once and for all and help 12 other men experience lasting freedom. If I were to wake up and have that, the first initial thought I would have had would not have been, okay, the way to do that is laying on my bed watching YouTube videos all day. No, not at all. And yet my focus shifted and it changed to, I don't want to sin, rather than I want to be obedient. And what was really interesting is I wonder, can not wanting to sin actually lead us into sin? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, right? Like, our desire is to avoid sin, but by doing that, we wander into a different sin. And I think about, like, I just think about a metaphor or a picture of, like, someone who's surrounded by, maybe they're surrounded by, like, rose bushes or, like, thorns or something, right? And you're walking, and you look in front of you and you see a huge just thistles and thorns and bushes, right? Let's say you're walking through just the woods, right? And there's just a bunch of poison ivy. There's a bunch of thorns just right in front of you. And you're like, okay, I don't want to go into that. So you take it. So you, while you're looking at the thorns and the poison ivy and stuff, you're like, avoid that. And you start walking away towards your right. And inevitably, you're going to walk into more thorns and more poison ivy and more things that you were trying to avoid, right? Because you're not looking where you're going. And I realized that's what was happening to me yesterday when I was just wasting my time away. I was looking at what I didn't want to do. And I was walking away from that, being like, okay, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm focusing on what I'm not supposed to do and trying to avoid that. And I don't think that's God's heart. In fact, I can say for certain that's not God's heart. Because he says, fix your eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith. The thing about Jesus is he's our guide. He's our friend. He's our Lord, right? And so when we fix our eyes on him, he knows the way. We don't have to question, is Jesus going to lead me into sin? We don't have to question, is Jesus going to lead me through poison ivy? Is he going to lead me into thorns? No, Jesus is good. He loves us. It's not to say he's not going to lead us through difficult things. He might call us to wade out into the water. He might call us to climb the mountain. He might call us to go through the mud and the dirt. It's not going to be a walk in the park. But he's not going to lead us into thorns and into poison ivy and into things that are bad for us. And so because of that, because we can trust his character, because we can trust his faithfulness and his goodness to us, all that we need to worry about, all that our responsibility is, am I focusing my eyes on Christ? Am I looking for Christ? Am I being attentive to Christ? Am I listening for his voice? Am I looking for how he's active in my life? Am I going to scripture? Am I putting myself in places where he can speak to me? Am I seeking him out? Am I in community where he can speak through other people into my life? And man, that's our responsibility. Now that's what the Spirit does and works in our hearts. But we just need to ask ourselves, are we focusing on Christ? And that's a question that I have to ask myself every day, every couple hours, if I'm being honest. And that's a question that I challenge you. Are you being attentive to Christ? Are you seeking him out in his scriptures, in prayer, in community? Are you intentionally putting yourself in places where he can speak to you? Are you modeling and being like Jesus and taking time away in the morning to hear from God? These are all demonstrations that we trust God and that we want to follow him and we want to obey him. And so I just wanted to share those thoughts that I was having yesterday after a kind of sucky day, not because of overt sin, but because of the sin that I committed of not trusting God by trying to avoid other sin. And so just wanted to share that with you, and also just wanted to rededicate and recommit myself to the Lord and to the Spirit. May it fully indwell me, and may he empower me and give me strength and endurance and faithfulness and courage, because I am committed. I'm Michael David Abdo, and committed today to doing whatever it takes to defeat lust once and for all, and to help 12 other men experience lasting freedom. Join me today in surrendering all that you are, all that you have before the Lord, for his goodness, for our goodness, for the goodness of those around us, all of this for God's glory. Thank you, friend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.